What a day. It all began this morning at around 10 a.m. when the CNN leaks began. I want to read you this little on the sidebar here, this little report that Veritas put out. Other than the part one of 119 hours of raw audio from inside CNN, there's going to be a lot more. 5 hours ago, Veritas put out, "We are getting a ton of whistleblowers coming to us right now inside of media newsrooms. CNN tapes are live at CNNleak.com, a 119 hours worth of raw tape inside CNN Atlanta's newsroom," which of course is CNN headquarters. Now, already we've seen tidbits of what has actually been discovered in these tapes, and it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But these are all the raw audio files. And of course, you can access them by going to CNNleak.com. Make sure you go there and check it out. They're requesting help to comb through these audio files. I've listened to a little bit, as you can see. I mean, these are 8-hour clips, folks. I didn't listen the whole time. I kind of skipped through it. But it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Creepy, but impressive. Facial recognition software is going to the next level. Soon our faces will unlock doors and buy socks for us and allow us to be tracked and ID'd with scary precision. Facial recognition systems, computers that can verify a person's identity from a digital image or video still, have been around for a few years now. Following a recent explosion in big data analytics and artificial intelligence, facial recognition software is about to spread well beyond security cameras and criminal databases. Computers are becoming so good at recognizing faces that soon enough consumers will be able to use them to make purchases, book tickets, and unlock doors simply by looking into a camera lens and letting the software make rapid simultaneous measurements of the face. That's as distinct as a fingerprint. This is freaky. You got to think about this, because we're literally a couple years away from this. They have the technology, it's just not widespread. In other words, it's not consumer ready. And once it is, oh man. This far more secure AI-powered facial recognition software would be more convenient and create new exciting apps and hardware. But it could also let security forces track and identify people with far more precision. You need to think about this precision. "It's a little creepy, but undeniably impressive," wrote Will Knight, a reporter for MIT Technology Review, which published a piece on Wednesday about some of the latest facial recognition technology. The article is part of a series of reports on the latest breakthrough technologies poised to change the way we live and interact with the world. On top of that, AI is seeking to control and, of course, censor just about everything. With, of course, the new revelations from Project Veritas, there happens to be a punch just waiting to happen to alternative media. And, of course, this is going to happen very soon. Very soon. As to the beginnings of it, it's already started. Artificial intelligence is going to destroy fake news. In other words, this is not against mainstream media. This is against the alternative media. Or in other words, this is against free speech. With the rise of email came the rise of spam-filling inboxes. Email has become sophisticated, faster than spamming technology, and now the internet's junk mail is often caught in a folder, out of sight and out of mind. Our messages with the subject line, "Kindly get back to me urgently," and the greeting, "Dear beneficiary." You know, what they don't mention in this first paragraph is that, of course, you know how we send daily emails? Like, you can go sign up for our email list, and of course, we send you free emails once a day. And if you have a Gmail account, you might not see it in your main primary inbox. You have to go find where it says either, I think it's like promotions or, I can't exactly remember, because I don't use Gmail. I don't know exactly what it's called, but there's another folder that you have to go find and search for the email that we sent you. And it's not just for us, it's for a host of other people who receive daily emails from news organizations, from RSS feeds or anything like that. They've changed it. Let's continue. "There's good news for anybody who sees fake news. not the sort that's simply true but politically difficult for the president, but actual fake conspiracy theory baiting chum as another form of spam. So we have the mainstream media and the tech giants teaming up to take on alternative media using artificial intelligence. This, folks, is going to be the biggest strike against free speech in history. And if we do not start to speak out about it now, there will be no platform for any independent journalist or any citizen to speak out, because artificial intelligence will say it's a conspiracy theory or will say it's fake news. And you know, I gotta point something out here. This is truthfully incredible. Not the sort that's simply true but politically difficult for the president. You know what's really funny is there is a lot that gets posted in independent media, and of course we post a lot of it to the best of our ability. That's simply true, but they don't want to accept it. But of course it's called fake news, because they don't want to accept it. What we've done is we've traded truth, or the attempt at truth. I can't say it's truth because the only truth is Jesus Christ. The attempt at truth, or the attempt to post a truthful article, for feelings and microaggressions, and of course for propaganda and everything else. At least that's what Dean Palmer Liu, research scientist at Carnegie Mellon University's Robotics Institute, said recently during a panel in New York on the proliferation of fake news. We solved the spam problem using artificial intelligence, he argued, and with AI, we can solve the problem of fake news by filtering out credible news from the misinformation, wheat from chaff, etc. Also on the panel, put on by the New York Daily News Innovation Lab in Manhattan, was CNN political commentator Sally Cohn, who was well aware of her network's reputation as purveyors of fakery over its coverage of the notoriously sensitive President Donald Trump. This is hysterically funny, because literally, in 2009, and of course they're still doing it today, there is actual audio recordings of them faking and manufacturing and manipulating poll data. They're the ones who are creating the fake news and propaganda, and we're all supposed to just believe it. And of course, you have MSNBC getting on there and saying, we control what people think, not Donald Trump. This is insanity. According to half the country, that means I'm an expert on fake news, Cohn said. As a citizen, I'm invested in facts. As a journalist, even an opinion journalist, I'm grounded in facts, says a CNN political commentator. Okay. At the panel, Palmer Liu spoke about ways AI can combat fake news. He directs the Fake News Challenge, a competition to create a fact-checking tool. The idea for the challenge started shortly after the election. So far, there are almost 200 teams signed up and 300 people who registered for the Fake News Challenge Slack channel. We were speculating among friends, what could we as machine learning people do to improve the situation moving forward? That was the genius of the idea. Let me tell you what happens. Google blacklisted Natural News yesterday, removes over 140,000 pages from its index, memory holes, Natural News investigative articles on vaccines, pharma corruption, fraudulent science, and more. All of this truthful information is now being censored by Google. Late last week, not me, but the person who wrote the article, I received a direct threat that warned if I did not take steps to destroy Alex Jones and InfoWars, I would be targeted for destruction in a campaign of smear, censorship, and defamation. Instead of giving in to the enemy, I refused to take the bait and went public with details of the threat, warning everyone in the new media that sinister forces were now being pursued to undermine the silence every anti-establishment and pro-Trump voice on the internet. True to form, today the entire Natural News website has been blacklisted by Google. entirely without warning. This is just one of many censorship events that have all taken place over the last few days. Last weekend, damning videos were leaked in a focused effort to take out Milo, a former Breitbart News editor and gay conservative who has openly supported President Trump. Yesterday, InfoWars was blacklisted or blackballed by AdRoll.com, an online advertising distribution company. According to Alex Jones, the blacklisting by AdRoll will cost InfoWars $3 million annually. That's a lot of money. Of course, you have Shopify e-commerce platform was aggressively threatened by organized leftists to dump the Breitbart online store and thereby deny revenues to Breitbart. Today, Natural News has been hit by Google, which has blacklisted the entire Natural News domain and removed over 140,000 pages from its index. The takedown of Natural News happened this morning, and it follows a pattern of censorship we're seeing being leveled against other pro-Trump websites. Google sent no warning whatsoever to our webmaster tool's email address on file with them. The shutoff of Natural News was clearly driven by a human decision, not an algorithm. Now, of course, the algorithm would have played a role in this. That's how they would have got it off of the sites, or excuse me, off of Google Search or Google Index. But that's not all Google's doing. Google's now launched a robo-tool to flag hate speech online. Well, what counts as hate speech? Google has launched an artificial intelligence tool that identifies abusive comments online, helping publishers respond to growing pressure to clamp down on hate speech. So could an alternative theory, not a conspiracy theory, alternative theory be considered hate speech now? We know what they were trying to do in the U.S. just last year. They were trying to label the name Jesus Christ as hate speech. Perspective is being tested by a large range of news organizations, including the New York Times, The Guardian, and The Economist, as a way to help simplify the jobs of humans reviewing comments on their stories. Folks, if you comment on any of those websites, you are most likely going to be totally censored. And of course, we already know how bad Google's comment censorship actually is. News organizations want to encourage engagement and discussion around their content, but find that sorting through millions of comments to find those that are trolling or abusive takes a lot of money, labor, and time, said Jaron Cohen, president of Jigsaw, the Google social incubator that built the tool. As a result, many sites have shut down comments altogether, but they tell us that isn't the solution they want. Currently, the software is available to a range of publications that are part of Google's digital news initiative, including the BBC, the Financial Times, Les Echos, and La Stampa. And theoretically to third-party social media platforms, including YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. A collaboration. That's what we're up against. The big tech giants are all waging war against free speech. It's not even about fake news, and it's not about conspiracy theories. It's not about any of that. It's against free speech. The First Amendment. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure you check out today's exclusive. God bless and carry on.